Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where this man deals with a horrible landlord in the best way possible, by completely and utterly destroying the house he's renting, but in a very interesting way. Bag of nails. I am a dryliner, which means I do a lot of moving around for my trade, as most of the work I do is towards the end of most projects. This means that I spend a lot of my time renting flats and houses for only short periods, usually about 6 months at a time. This has meant that I've had to deal with a lot of landlords over the years, both good and bad. When it comes to the bad landlords, I'll normally just walk away and get on with moving to the next job and take the loss of my deposit and never use them again if I'm working in that area in the future. But this particular landlord got my back up so badly, I wasn't just going to just walk away. I've managed to get myself onto a big job in London working on the new Wembley Stadium, so I decided I'd look for a house to rent rather than a flat, as I knew that I was going to be working on it for a while, so I found a reasonably priced, for London, house to rent from a private landlord in a local newspaper. I give him a call and meet with him later that day. He seemed okay. I went to view the house, paid him the deposit in cash, and moved in that weekend. For those of you that don't know, Wembley is one of the biggest stadiums in the world. It's got about 90,000 capacity, and it's very lovely. I ended staying in the house for nearly a year with no problems. I always had the rent paid into my landlord's account on time and fixed any small problems that might crop up with the house myself without bothering him. Up until the time when it came to moving out, I only ever spoke to him twice on the phone after there was an issue with the heating that I was unable to fix myself, and he sent an engineer around the next day to fix the boiler. Come the time that the job was finishing, I went round to the pawn shop that he owned to give him notice that I'd be moving out the following month and to let him know that I was happy for him to come round and inspect the house before I moved out, so that I could get my deposit back from him when I returned the keys. He never came round while I was in to inspect the house, so I assumed that he'd come round and let himself in while I was at work, as I told him that I had no issue with him doing that if needs be. So, on the day I moved out, I went around the shop and handed him his keys back and asked for my deposits. His response was, "What deposits?" The month's rent that I gave you in advance of moving in as a security deposit, I replied. He then told me he was keeping that to cover the cost of repairing damages caused while I was living in the property. I responded, "What damages?" With the bits of work and decorating I'd done on the house, it was in a better state now than when I'd moved in. His response was to step forward and get right up in my face and say, "You're not getting it back, so f*** off." He then gave me a shove, which made me take 3 steps back to avoid falling on my butt. Now, I am what you would class as average size and build, and this landlord has a good 4 inches on me height-wise, and obviously has spent some time down the gym. And the wise move would have been to back away and cut my losses. However, before I was a builder, I was a member of the British Army in a regiment called the Royal Green Jackets, and they trained us that the best way to proceed when confronted with aggression is to meet it swiftly and with much more violent aggression. So, without even thinking about it, I started to move forward with the full intention of dropping this idiot quickly and painfully. But after the first step, a thought popped into my head like a bolt from the blue. So I stopped and took a moment to examine the idea from a few different angles and said, "Okay, bye," to my now ex-landlord walking out of his shop. What the landlord didn't know was that I had a spare back door key cut when I'd lived in the house, which I'd stashed in my van in case I ever lost the keys so I could still get back in. So later that evening, I let myself back in and decided to stop for one last night before leaving in the morning for my next job, which was in Scotland. I spent the last night in the house carefully removing every bit of wood in there. I took down doors, removed skirting boards, banisters, architrave, and floorboards, being extremely careful not to damage anything. I also completely dismantled all the kitchen units, took up the wood flooring and carpets. I then left everything in nice neat piles in each room. I got in my van the next morning and was preparing to start my drive when I decided I wanted to rub a little more salt into my ex-landlord's wounds. So, I stopped at his shop on the way out of London, got a spare hammer, screwdriver, bag of nails, and box of wood screws out of the back of my van and went into the shop. My ex-landlord was not there, probably for the best. So I left the tools with his confused-looking assistant and told her to tell her boss, "You'll be needing these," and left for my drive north. I had my phone switched off while driving, and a few hours later, while I was having a bite to eat in a service station up by Nottingham, I decided to switch it back on, and was greeted by a string of text messages and some very colourful voice notes, which left me chuckling to myself. Oh, and by the way, I did reply to one of the texts that he sent me. The text was, "Do you think you're freaking funny, leaving me nails and screws?" I responded, "Yes." I tell you what, this revenge was pretty great, not gonna lie. I don't really think the landlord can do anything about this because you haven't damaged the property. Yeah, obviously what you've done is incredibly annoying, but you haven't necessarily damaged any of the individual components. You've just taken them apart. Extremely annoying, but is it damaging? I'm not sure. The only thing I can think of which would have made this revenge better, imagine this. You take off every single door from its hinges in that house and you just about with them and you change them all around, put different doors on different hinges, and then it would be like a puzzle for the landlord. He wouldn't know which door was in the right place. You know, some of them wouldn't fit, perhaps they'd be different heights, who knows, something like that. Instead of just removing everything, putting things back but in different places, imagine different screws, the wrong screws in the wrong cabinet, for example. How annoying would that be? Some things you wouldn't even realize maybe for a number of years, or when new tenants came in. Great revenge. But I would have done that. A lot of effort, but definitely worth it getting shafted by someone like this. Now moving on to our second story of revenge. City tries to fine me for not mowing my lawn. So I threatened the city with a fine for not mowing theirs. The city would send me letters telling me my lawn was too tall, and that if I don't mow it, they'll send out a contractor to mow it at a price of something like $50 per square foot. So I stopped mowing their lawn. See, my property ended 15 feet before the curb. Not a 15-foot easement, it just ended there. My easement was 10 feet back from that, meaning 25 feet from the curb. So, after that portion of the lawn got too high, I copy-pasted their letter to me and certified mailed it back to the city. They also sent me a letter saying I needed to mow it at about the same time. I looked up my plat in the county records and referenced it back to them. I took pictures with a tape measure and reiterated that if they don't take action soon, I'm going to hire a contractor to mow it and charge them the same absurd rate that they were going to charge me. About a week later, I come home from work and it's been mowed. No bill, just mowed. So I continued not mowing that 15 by 50 foot strip of grass for the next 5 or so years I lived there. I had even hired a kid to mow for me as I'd gotten too busy. And very specifically, I told him not to mow that strip. Wow, you just kept making the city mow that tiny strip. Really is great. Now, those of you that watch my channel regularly may have seen another of my videos very recently with a very similar story to this one. I just don't get why the city would even care. I imagine the OP had been mowing this part of the lawn for however long they've been living there. And after getting that letter, yeah, you're just gonna stop, aren't you? Like, it's so pedantic and unnecessary. I don't see the point. And yeah, you're gonna fight fire with fire in this situation. It makes absolutely no sense for the city to send this letter. Now they're having to waste a lot of money mowing it themselves when you had somebody doing it for you. Ridiculous. It's so good as well that you now employ a kid to mow just a section of your lawn and not the whole thing, just because, you know, let's get one back on the city. It's very, very good and very unnecessary, but I absolutely love it. That's what revenge is all about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for our final revenge story. A co-worker calls me out for a small mistake, so I put her mistake on display. To start, this woman is great as a person. But as a co-worker, she is the worst. Let's call her Regina. When I started at this place a year ago, Regina was to train me on an aspect of our job. I had to ask her to slow down and repeat herself several times because nothing made sense. Keep in mind, I've worked in this industry for 8 years longer than her. My boss was able to explain it clearly in 5 minutes, and I've never had an issue. Shortly after starting, I noticed Regina would CC our boss on every email she sent me. Regina would email me several times a day, calling me out for problems she noticed. Always CCing our boss, but I was always in the right, and my boss would back me up. I emailed Regina, only Regina, and said I felt like she was trying to get me in trouble. I felt disrespected, and I was wondering what I could do to improve. She replied, CCing our boss again, telling me that if I felt that way, it was my own doing. Got it. My entire team works from home, so our boss has put people in charge of certain things, so one person has control. One of my tasks is issuing documents for signature via the very popular system we all know. Basically, my team sends me an email that says, send these documents to X, Y, and Z, and I get to it. Good news, Regina only copies our boss on super important documents, which I understand. The other day, Regina sends me a request, and I failed to copy her when it was issued. Fixed in under a minute and it didn't cause any issue, but she still made a big deal about it over email and in our team meeting. The next request I get from her has, be sure to double check your work and all people are copied as detailed below. This annoys me. The funny thing was, she didn't even attach the documents that I needed to send, nor tell me where the docs were located for me to get them myself. I reply asking for the docs and she sends them, stating, these are the final approved versions, except they're wrong. First, we send PDFs, not Word docs. She sent me Word docs. Second, the formatting was atrocious. Signature blocks cover 4 pages when they should just be on one. The vendor name and address were put into different tables, so it made no sense. So I sent it as is. Of course, my boss is copied on this and actually has to sign this doc, and she is not happy with the state of this document. I replied to my boss with the email from Regina saying that this doc was approved by our boss, and with my other projects, I didn't QC like I normally do, which isn't expected of me, but I do normally to prevent issues down the road. My boss replies to Regina and CCs me laying into her. The OP, me, is not to fix her mistakes as he's got his own job to do. This was also reiterated in our next team meeting, and I could see how angry my boss was. She and I had a one-on-one and she said that she was not upset with me. The next request I got from Regina was incredibly detailed and had everything I needed in the right format. Yeah, I mean, this is just very, very snaky. People like this, tough. Just weirdly always trying to get under your skin, make you feel bad about yourself and make themselves look good to their boss. The fact that you email Regina OP, just a flat out email asking a question, then they reply to you CCing the boss. It's just so snaky. It's so obvious that they're trying to get you in trouble and trying to make sure that the boss knows that you've made a mistake. It's not teamwork. It's just very unnecessary. And yeah, as I say, it like goes against the whole idea of working in a team. It's just very, very, I don't know, snitchy, I guess. Horrible. And look, as you say, you normally would quality check. And I guess you kind of did quality check. You knew something was wrong. But anyway, you're not going to stick up for someone who's been going behind your back trying to get you punished, are you? When they do something wrong. And it's great that the boss the whole time didn't even care what Regina was saying. They were like, yeah, I know you're doing a good job and I know you're in the right here. Just let Regina do her thing. Ultimately, it led to Regina getting, you know, punished herself. Good stuff. Very strange behavior from her. I don't know if she was trying to just get a promotion that maybe you both would have been going for or just make herself look better than she was. It's very strange and it's very backwards. I don't like it at all. And I wouldn't employ someone that was acting like that. That's for sure. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. 3 stories there. Comment down below which one was your favorite. If you do want more from me right away and more revenge stories, check out this video on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe over here. And I will see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new Reddit episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.